people heard that recording back in 1965, many of them thought it was Gene Pitney singing that song down in the boondocks. But it wasn't Gene Pitney. It was Billy Joe Royal. Is that correct, Billy
Absolutely
Joe?
Correct. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let me identify myself, just in case anybody cares. I'm Ronnie Allen, and I have Billy Joe Royal on the phone. First of all, let me thank you for doing this interview with me.
It's my pleasure.
I interviewed you many years ago when I was working for a radio program, the Casey Kasem Show, American Top 40. Do most people call you Billy Joe or BJ or Billy?
Either one, Billy Joe, BJ. Well, BJ calls me Bill. I do a lot of stuff with BJ.
Wait a minute. BJ Thomas calls you Bill.
Yep.
And what do you call him?
I call him B.
Call him B. All right. But you never call late for dinner?
Never.
Okay. That's the important thing. You were born in Valdosta, Georgia. Where is that near?
That's almost to the Florida line. It's about 17 miles north of the Florida line, down on I-75. And I lived there until I was about 9 years old. In fact, my aunts, uncles, they all still live down there. And we moved to Marietta, which is just outside of Atlanta, when I was about 9 or 10 years old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a teenager, they had this show called the Georgia Jubilee, which was a country show. It was a radio show. And they would bring down a Grand Ole Opry star. It was a show on Friday night, live in front of an audience, and then they would tape it and play it back on the radio on Saturday. They had regulars on the show, people like Jerry Reed and Ray Stevens and Joe South. And I went to school with Priscilla Mitchell, who is now Priscilla Reed. She married Jerry, but they were going together at the time.
She's a country artist as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And anyway, I asked how you got on the show, and she said you got an audition. And the day I auditioned, Freddie Weller auditioned at the same time. We both made the show. So that was kind of my beginnings there in Atlanta.
Freddie Weller was a member of Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Absolutely. Well, he was my guitar player. He played guitar down the boondocks. That's him playing the opening chord. And he also sang the real high part. In those days, you didn't have a band, per se. He was my guitar player. We'd go out and he'd do maybe 4 or 5 songs, and he would rehearse the band. And we did a lot of shows with Paul Revere and the Raiders because we were both on Columbia Records. And one night, Paul called me, and he said, would you care if I hired Freddie for the Raiders? And I went, heck no. That's how that all came about.
That's great. We want to point out, too, that Freddie Weller wrote the number one hit for Tommy Rowe called Dizzy.
He sure did.
Or co-wrote. I think he actually...
He and Tommy both wrote it.
I think they
In fact,
both
they drove
it.
Me dizzy writing it. They were on the show. We were doing the Where the Action Is tour. And they wrote that thing night and day.
And they drove you crazy?
Drove me dizzy, yeah.
That's a wild song. It's a great song, too.
Yeah, a great song.
It turned out really good. Freddie Weller went on to become a very successful country singer.
That was his hope and ambition since he was a kid. He just loved country music, and thank goodness he became a country star.
George's Bamboo Ranch. What is that all about?
That is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
What was that? When
the Jubilee broke up,
right?
It was a club in Savannah. And for a brief time, I worked in a club there in Atlanta. For about 2 weeks. And
sure.
A guy came in one night. He said, my name is Gene Dean. I have a club in Savannah, and that's where you belong. And it was a huge club. I mean, in those days, probably the biggest club anywhere. It held like 2,500 people. And as a kid, I mean, I worked with everybody in the world. Well, I say I worked with them. They came to our club. And Sam Cooke came there, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, on the other side, Roy Orbison. We backed him up. And Joe came down to play guitar. We were friends at the Jubilee, and then it wasn't my band. I was just a kid singer there. But when they needed a guitar player, I said, I know a guy. And Joe South came down and played guitar, and he started writing songs, and we started going to radio studios and sending out tapes. And then finally we got enough money together to go to Atlanta, cut a real session.
Let's talk about Down in the Boondocks, which we opened up the show with. At least we played a few bars of it. And I mentioned that you sounded a lot like Gene Pitney on that record. Now, was that your intention?
Yes. He was one of my heroes. And when Gene would come out with a new record, I'd always learn his new record or his latest record. And then Joe called. I left Savannah and went to Cincinnati, Ohio. I was living there when the record came out. And then Joe called and said, I got this song called Down the Boondocks. It'd be a great song for Gene Pitney.
Right.
And he said, well, double track it and... We even stole a lick from one of his records. He had a record called 24 Hours from Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, Bottom.
Dang, yeah, so we stole that.
Yeah.
And here the plan was that by the time they know it's really me, it'll be too late. And anyway, I thought, yeah, sounds reasonable. And we cut it, and I went back to Cincinnati. And I didn't think much about it because I had a couple of records before that on independent labels and luckily got a deal with Columbia. So when it came out, by that time I did a lot of hops for the disc jockeys around Cincinnati, and I had a following there, so when the record came out there, it was a huge hit overnight, and then I thought it was going to be another local hit, but it spread out and then finally got a car tour and changed my whole life.
Mercy. Down in the Boondocks by Billy Joe Royal. And Billy Joe, or B, or BJ, or Billy, did Gene hear the record and make any comment about it?
He thought it was Gene Pitney.
Wait a minute.
I was such a fan of his. I got a chance to meet him and do some shows with him. And the first day I met him, he said, you know, the first time I heard that record, I thought maybe I've cut it and forgot about it, you know, which was really flattering because I was just in awe of him all the time.
Down in the Boondocks was written by Joe South.
Yes.
And he also wrote the follow-up, which was called I Knew You When.
He sure did. He was one of the best writers, you know. He wrote Never Promise You a Rose Garden for me, and I didn't particularly like it.
Lynn Anderson or her management loved it. I am almost positive I heard somebody else do this recording. I Knew You When. Am I correct?
You're the first person that's ever asked me that or ever even thought that. A great singer named Wade Fleming, who had a record called Here I Stand. He had a record on it, and at the time, we cut the stuff. We weren't with Columbia. We were with Tolly Records, which was a subsidiary of VJ, and Wade Fleming's recorded for VJ, and they brought the song in. I remember going back to Cincinnati thinking that was the best thing on the session. I thought, you know, the next record will be a song called I Knew You When.
Oh, in other words, you did I Knew You When at the Down on the Boondocks session?
Yeah, we sure did. We did four songs. You know, in those days, it was a singles market. You know, you do four songs, and that was pretty much it. We cut I Knew You When, Down in the Boondocks, and Two Backsides.
I Knew You When was the follow-up single to Down in the Boondocks. What was your reaction to the song the first time you heard it?
Oh, I love the song. Well, actually, I remember, and everybody said the same thing, but Joe, we said, there's too many yes. We're saying yeah too many times.
How many times?
When it opens up, you say yeah about nine times there.
We're going to have our listeners count the yes.
In fact,
I'm going to count them as I play this recording.
Because kept saying, Joe, we're saying yeah too much. He went, shut up and just say yeah.
This is the follow-up to Down in the Boondocks called I Knew You When. All right, get ready to count. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sad and all alone, you didn't have anyone that you could call your own. I knew you when your heart belonged to only me, but that was many years ago. Now your love is just a memory.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Have a lot of fun, but someone you could offer more. Now I'm the lonely one. I knew you when you were just a scared little girl. I used to be your only love before you came up in the world.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Still yarring away at the end of that record. The website that this radio show is on is called www.jerseygirlsing.com, jersegirlssing.com. And Denise Ferry and Bernadette Carroll are the Jersey Girls. Denise used to be a member of the Delicates. And she was known as the Yeah Girl because on the records like Black and White Thunderbird and Flip Flip, she would go, yeah. But most of the time, she would only do it once. You start out that record, yeah, 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 yeah. Denise, you can't hold a candle to Billy Joe. I mean, you know, you hardly did any yes at all compared to Billy Joe Royal. I counted about 50.
No, exactly. So yeah, we should have called it yeah.
Yeah, and it should have been a parody. No, 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 no. I think I'm going to write it as soon as the show is over. We're going to move to the next single, and that was called I've Got to Be Somebody. And I think the answer to this is yeah. Did Joe South write it?
But Joe South wrote that one as well. And,
so the answer is yeah.
We used a little more production on this song. We actually had strings on it. I think it's kind of going for a Phil Spector sound. A lot of strings and a lot of ahs and oohs and stuff.
So what you did in your first three records is you made each one sound different from the previous one. Like
we were going for that. We really thought, you know, we can do different type stuff here. And
I Knew You In was a ballad, and it was, you know, very different from Down in the Boondocks. And this one is very different from I Knew You When and Down in the Boondocks. Let's listen to it right now. This is Billy Joe Royal and I've Got to Be Somebody. I've got to be somebody. It's better to be somebody than be nobody. You didn't want to be a nowhere man. And that also made the top 40, and you had three records make the top 40. It was close to 4 years before you got your next top 40 hit, and it was with a song called Cherry Hill Park. Now, when I think of Cherry Hill, I think of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is not far from the radio studio that I'm doing the show from. Is there any connection between Cherry Hill Park and Cherry Hill, the
Absolutely.
City?
Absolutely. The writers were Robert Nix, who was a drummer for the Atlanta Rhythm Section, and, mm-hmm. and Bill Gilmore, who was the bass player for the Classics 4. And it was a rhyme scheme. They had Mary Hill. It came out with Mary Hill from Mary Hill. And then they said that didn't work. And they were in Philadelphia and looked across the bridge and saw Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and said Mary Hill from Cherry Hill. So that kind of worked out.
I was just joking. I thought that there might be a connection.
But no, you're right.
There
yeah.
actually is the connection. Cherry
Hill. And believe me, I always thought it was a... You know, I lived in Atlanta at the time, and there was an apartment complex called Cherry Hill Park, and I thought they got it from that, but they told me later on it was from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
So in other words, when you recorded this, you had no idea...
First of all, I didn't know it was going to be a hit. You know, it's been a long time between hits, and I just changed producers. Joe was a producer, and he wrote the earliest song.
Right, exactly, sure.
Produced.
Yeah.
And he wrote a song called Game Sweeper Play,
yes,
which
did.
Was a huge hit for him, yeah. and so he had his own career going, and Buddy Bowie, who was in, you know, part of our little house there, he stepped in and produced this for me. And it was just a completely different kind of record for me. We had the horns, and there's a lot more production on this.
Actually, when you recorded this, you thought Cherry Hill was somewhere else.
Yes, I did. I thought it was a Cherry Hill Park complex there where I lived.
So how far? You just missed it by about 1,000 miles or something.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. In Cherry Hill Park, Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. In Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park. Playing games with everyone till way after dark. Cherry Hill Park. Cherry Hill Park.
Then one day come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
By the way, Cherry Hill Park is the park where you did not find a cake out in the rain.
You're right.
Now, we're going to go to a song with an interesting title. It's called Campfire Girls. I don't know of any song other than this one that has the word campfire in the title.
I can't think of one either. It was written by Freddie Weller, who's my big buddy and my guitar player, and someone artist wanted to do it. I can't think who now, some big artist at the time, and I begged him for it, and he gave it to me.
Now, who produced this one?
Joe did.
Oh, he came back?
The first album was called Down to Boondocks, and this was on the album. And
uh-huh.
also the drums in here I kind of like, too. That was Joe South's brother, Tommy, playing drums.
Tommy South?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's listen to the drums by Tommy South and the vocal by Billy Joe Royal. This one is called Campfire Girls.
You better go join the campfire girls, take a few piano lessons. Buy a little doll to have for your best friend. Do all the things that little girls do, cause if you don't know how to be true, you better go start over again. You said I was your only boy, but you sure led me wrong. I found out you just played me for a fool. Now don't you know it's wrong to lie and make the one who loves you cry? I wonder where you missed the golden rule. You better go join the campfire girls, take a few piano lessons, buy a little doll to have for your best friend. Do all the things that little girls do, cause if you don't know how to be true, you better go start over again. I thought you like everyone that loves a sacred thing, and not a game to play with every boy. But you thought it was funny when you put me down for him. To you, my heart was just another toy. You better go join the campfire girls, take a few piano lessons, buy a little doll that's half of your best friend. Do all the things that little girls do, cause if you don't know how to be true, you better go start over again. You better go join the campfire girls, take a few piano lessons, buy a little doll to have for your best friend.
I don't know if I would actually fit in, but nonetheless, I like that song.
Oh, thanks, so do you.
We got time for one more record, and before I play it, I want to acknowledge that after you had a very successful pop music career, you became a very successful country music singer, and you had several records make the top 20, a few made the top 10. You want to just rattle off just a few of them?
Well, I got really lucky. The first record I cut was a song called Burn Like a Rocket, which made the top 10. And right. Luckily for us, Atlantic Records was starting a country label. And we took it to New York, and they picked it up and cut an album. And
I'll Pin a Note on Your Pillow.
I Pin a Note on Your Pillow was on, Until I Can't Take It, Tell It Like It Is. So I had a good string there for a while.
You sure did. And we're going to close with Old Bridges Burn Slow. And could you tell me who wrote
that? Another Joe Slovo.
This was a wild stab in the dark.
Oh yeah, when I got the record deal, I called Joe right away. I said, "Look, I got a new deal here. Just send me a song," and he sent me that one.
Billy Joe, have you done anything recently, like maybe a new CD?
Sure. Thanks for asking. It just came out about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, what a coincidence!
And the legendary Chips Moman, who did all the Elvis, Elvis Comeback in Memphis, and
yeah,
Willie Waylon and B.J. Thomas. Anyway, he produced it. It's called Going by Daydreams, and if you want to get it, you can get it by BillyJoeRoyal.com or BJThomas.com.
Did you record this recently? This
yeah, about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay, so it's really this year.
It's been out for only a couple of weeks.
You still tour a lot?
Yeah, I just finished up. We played Vegas, B.J. Thomas and I did, and we played down here in Charleston, South Carolina, the fair this past Saturday, and then we're going to Vermont and Massachusetts and New Hampshire a week after next, so staying busy.
Billy Joe, I thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Going to close with another song written by Joe South. This one is called Old Bridges Burn Slow.
Here we go round again, masquerading as long lost friends. Cause a memory never dies, it kind of fades into lie. And what do you know? Still waters run deep. Old bridges burn slow. Still waters run deep now, baby. Old bridges burn slow. Let's chalk it all up to our youth. That's one way to hide from the truth. I never asked you for a thing, and if I had, you would have told me no. Still waters run deep. Old bridges burn slow. Still waters run deep now, baby.
baby. Old bridges burn slow. But how many years did I chase after you? All my mind would allow. And now I can't break off the past, and even if I knew how, I wouldn't tell it to you, baby. Nothing else left to say, 'cause the dream we both dreamt was just the last ditch attempt to stop the flow. Still waters run deep, old bridges burn slow. Still waters run deep now, baby, old bridges burn slow. Run deep. Old bridges burn low. Ah, how they burn. Don't you know they burn slow?
Well, that's our show. And now a couple of bonus tracks by Billy Joe Royal. This is his recording of a song that became a big hit by the group Deep Purple. This one is called Hush. Now we have Billy singing the record that became his first country music hit, Burned Like a Rocket.
I wanna do. know